chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we just heard the familiar story of the birth of Jesus Christ. We join all heaven and earth and pause to adore the Christ child who is wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a feeding trough. During the season of Advent, we look forward to hearing this beloved story once again. Luke, the gospel writer, helped to prepare us by sharing stories of angel visits. And because of this, we know this child is destined for greatness, the Son of the Most High God and child of the Holy Spirit. But the surprise of the story is that God comes to dwell and to take on flesh in this particular infant, this particular child born with no place to be,
who will spend his early years as a political refugee and who will live most of his life as a wandering, homeless man. He is none other than Emmanuel, God who comes to be with us. Well, if Luke wasn't clear about God's promises to Mary being fulfilled in the birth of her son, the gospel writer tells more of the story. Next to Bethlehem, on the fringes of town and society, lived and worked the shepherds, those men who had the less than glamorous occupation and life of tending to and protecting the sheep of the people of Israel. These peasants are working their night shift when an angel of the Lord interrupted the night. Even though these shepherds are lowly outsiders, they are the first to receive the heavenly birth announcement. As the light of God's glory flooded the night, the shepherds respond with terror and absolute fear. And fear seems like a reasonable response to light consuming the total darkness of night. Fear can be inspired by God's power in the heavens, as well as by the evil deeds of people on earth. And since the shepherds didn't know who or what caused such a light, and whether the blinding light was meant for good or for bad, it understandably inspires fear in the shepherds. And yet the angel meets the shepherd's fear with a proclamation of good news. Today, light and life replace darkness and death. Great joy outshines great fear for all people. The good news of God for all replaces the claims of the emperor or any other threatening power. For unto you is born this day a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And this anointed one who has come to you has come as a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying where the cattle feed. And with this proclamation, God's angelic entourage shows up. What appears to be the lowly and insignificant, a child in a trough, evokes the celebration, praise, and glory of the angels of God. The holy breaks into the ordinary places of low estate. The holy breaks right into the mundane, sheep-keeping in the middle of the night, and God is worshiped and glorified and praised. Christmas is about all heaven and earth, all time and space, all people and all creation being changed forever by God's act, which the angels proclaimed. For unto you today, a Savior, Emmanuel, God is with us. Christmas is about God's gracious act of cosmic redemption through this child, God made flesh, to be with us forever. This is the good news of Christmas. Or to quote Linus, this is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. You might think the gospel writer should just end the story there, but no. After the angels proclaim peace and good news, where terror and fear had ruled the night, they depart. We're left only for the shortest time, just part of verse 15, to wonder what kind of response this angelic proclamation might prompt within the shepherds. We may also wonder if that little bit of scripture represents a few seconds or a few minutes or maybe a few hours. Is there a discussion among the shepherds? Maybe one where the shepherds' fears threaten to crowd out the great joy and peace. Fear as we know it has a way of setting its sights on reclaiming the hold that it has on us, on those who've been set free from fear. However quickly it happens, once the shepherds decide on their course of action, they hightail it to see the Christ child in order to verify the sign that was given to them. And when they find Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger, they start spreading the message of joy and peace, the message that God's redemptive intrusion into history with God's people for the sake of all the world has come to fulfillment in this precious child. Like the angel proclaimers, the shepherds become the evangelists to those around them. The shepherds share the good news of joy and peace. They share of God's Savior, the one the Spirit anointed to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to declare that God's time of abundant mercy has arrived. The angelic proclamation evokes the response of the shepherd's journey, and the shepherd's testimony caused a response in turn. Luke tells us that the many who heard the report received it with amazement. They wondered about what they were told. This seems to be the initial response of those not yet convinced, but whose interest has been piqued. The crowd who wonders at the shepherd's testimonies, not yet ready to go with haste to find the Christ child, or to begin declaring with the angels about God's glory and praise. As Dr. Joel B. Green writes in his commentary on the Gospel of Luke, amazement is not equivalent to faith and is no guarantee that a correct understanding of the extraordinary has or will be reached. End quote. Nevertheless, the crowd has listened and they wondered. Luke then reports of another type of response to the shepherd's witness. Luke writes, "But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart." Mary held these words close. She kept them safe. She cherished them. These words were like treasure to her. And they were added to God's revelation in her life. They became part of her deeper reflection on God's work, seeking to gain understanding. Mary demonstrated the posture of faith, seeking understanding. The one who had already faithfully carried God in her womb continued to gather the treasures of God's revelation so she might more fully understand. The angel's proclamation stretches across the ages and has become a word for us today, as we remember and celebrate Jesus' birth on this Christmas Eve. For unto you today a Savior. This message of good news and great joy for everyone is a message that prompts a response even today. So I wonder, where do you find yourself in God's Christmas story? Maybe you identify with the angels who, in a world of terror and fear, insist on proclaiming to the lowly and outcast that God's good news triumphs over fear, even today. Maybe you're like that heavenly host, eager to praise God in the highest heavens. The Reverend Bruce Puckett tells the story of a young child who decided she too must join the angelic chorus of praise for the baby Jesus. Seeing children dressed like angels walk down the aisle during a Christmas pageant, she hopped out of her seat and followed in line, with her frantic mother trailing behind her, trying at first to coax her back out of the chancel to return to her seat. But then, the mother was filled with awe at the sight of her daughter claiming her spot among the heavenly chorus. Maybe this morning you want to shout, or this afternoon you may want to shout and sing, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Well, let me encourage you to sing out God's glorious praises today. Join the heavenly host. Sing with all of who you are. Or you might very well find yourself in another place today, standing with the crowd who listens in amazement, not sure what to make of this story of God's good work in the world. Maybe you haven't yet come to faith, but you're intrigued that people actually believe that God became human, and that God becoming human shows the extent of God's love for us. You're even amazed that fear, darkness, violence, and death can be overcome by the joy and light and peace and life in our Savior Jesus Christ. Yet on this journey, you're not quite ready to claim faith in Emmanuel, God with us. Well, let me encourage you today to keep listening. Keep paying attention to those proclaiming Jesus. And continue seeking those places where God and God's action in the world stir amazement in you. Faith may not be far behind. You may come to believe in this Savior after all. Still others of you may find yourself with Mary. Something has been born in you. There is light and life anew in your heart and your mind and your soul. So you are gathering treasured information of God's surprising work in the world and reflecting on it in the light of Christ's life in you. Maybe, even with all that has grown in you, you find yourself asking deep questions, wrestling with and pondering matters of life and faith. Well, let me encourage you. This morning, you are in good company with Mother Mary. You are standing in line with theologians throughout the ages, those whose faith is constantly seeking understanding. Continue to treasure God's revelation in your heart, ponder it in your mind, and by the Holy Spirit, seek understanding. Maybe you find yourself standing with the shepherds. You know that your fear has been replaced with joy, and you can't help but share it. Perhaps you've been surprised that the good news of Christ came to someone like you. Someone with your history, someone with your faults, someone with your experience at the margins. You confirmed the signs proclaimed to you, and you know that Jesus has given you new life. And now you need to share the good news and testify to the truth that has come alive in you. Let me encourage you to share the good news. Take the story of Jesus that is for all people, far and wide. Share it with those who, like you, know the night can be oh so very dark and desperately need the light. Whether you've come today with plenty of doubts, or you've come like that little child who ran to join the angels, whether you find yourself in amazement or pondering this story in your heart, whether you're ready to confirm what has been told to you or share it with the world, know this: unto you and unto all of us, a child has been born. The one who is God's salvation for the whole world. Glory to God and Merry Christmas. Amen.